Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Vini, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire. Faster. Now is the time to spiral up.
Hey, welcome back, friend, to the latest episode of the Spiral Up Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lachelle Weamy. It's so much fun to be here today to talk to you guys about three game-changing new things that I have been using in my life that have given me way more energy, that have helped me just honestly feel better. I feel like I honestly have never felt better in my adult life, honestly, than I have right now. And as somebody in my mid-40s, like, that feels really good because I kind of had felt like I was past that stage. But part of it is that I finally am taking myself seriously. And so having more energy, sleeping better, even losing a couple LBs have really given me this renewed hope, this renewed sense of what I could be. And you guys are probably listening to this, and many of you already have been on your health journey for a long time. You're like, okay, Lachelle, like, this is nothing new for me. And many of you are probably going to want to reach out to me like, girlfriend, like, we need to get you on this, this, and this. And I wanted to say thanks, you know, in advance for just accepting me, loving me for where I'm at in this journey, and just knowing that we all are on different places, right? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I love the mind. I love the brain. I love thinking. And that has been the thing that I focused on for a really long time. And, you know, to see this in the greatest sensitivity as I can, thank goodness for, you know, my dad and the genes that he passed on to me. Like, I haven't had to deal with, you know, a weight issue for the most of my life. And, you know, I have always gotten great sleep until a couple of years ago. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Like, I feel like once I turned 42, everything started to change. Up until that point, I could eat whatever I wanted. I, you know, could have a cocktail in the evening if I wanted to, and nothing of it affected me, honestly. And then when I turned 42, I feel like everything kind of just started to circle the drain a little bit. Like, I started not sleeping very well. My husband was complaining that I was hot and sweaty, and, you know, I wasn't as comfortable anymore. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep. And I started to notice that my clothes were fitting a little bit differently. Like, I think part of it was probably the fact that, you know, my age was probably approaching that perimenopausal stage. But I also recognized that I also around the same time had left my 20 grand anesthesia career, and working at a really big medical facility in the downtown area, like, I had to walk several blocks to get from the parking ramp to the hospital. And I was definitely getting more steps in and more activity. And so when I left that full-time career and I was able to work for myself, I didn't have as much activity. So there's lots that went into this, right? But part of me felt like, why bother, right? And this is so fascinating to me because I love the brain so much, and I love coaching, and I love peak performance coaching, but business coaching, right? But all the same concepts were now hitting me in my health and wellness journey. Because if you don't believe that is possible for you, if you don't believe that the effort that you're taking is going to actually lead to the results that you want, you're not going to do it. And I wasn't compliant. I'm like, don't love my legs. They're not going to get any better. So why bother, right? And I really just didn't make it a priority, and I didn't take myself seriously. And deep down, I probably just didn't think that it was possible for me to start seeing something better when I'm not 20 anymore, right? And so it started with something simple. It started with literally just me deciding that I was going to start making myself a priority. And I think that that catalyst really was starting to work with my friend and physical therapist, Crystal. Shout out to you, girl. That really helped me to start taking myself and my health seriously. And she was like, girlfriend, like, you don't need to be living in this back pain. Like, we can take you outside of that space and even bigger and beyond. Like, let's tone up your core. Let's, you know, get you strong in your center. Let's like really give you your power back. And at that point, I didn't even know that that was possible. And then I started working with another friend of mine who's a functional medicine practitioner, and she and I geek out on universal laws and all the things. And so we really connected. And she's the one who really got me drinking more water. And I'm going to get into that in a second. But I feel like I didn't list this as one of my three game changers, but it probably could be. So here's your bonus, is just the making the decision, right? I feel like when I invested in this functional medicine person who, you know, was giving me an insight into maybe what's going on in my body, and when I invested in time to see my physical therapist friend, it was like something changed, something shifted in my life that it's like, okay, if I'm going to take my time, which is scarce, and I'm going to take my money and I'm going to invest it in these things, like I need to start taking myself seriously. I need to start doing what they're telling me to do. And I feel like just that one decision of, okay, this is who I am now. I am somebody who is taking better care of myself. That just little decision is really what started to catapult the smaller and then bigger decisions that I was making that have now led for me to feel so much better. I just got to tell you. All right. So when you pay attention. So if then, even if it's literally just like making the decision to reach out to somebody or to invest in technology or to invest in a product, like just that decision might just be what you need to make that catalytic change. Okay. Now going back to water, I love energy. I love all things that have to do with the way our body vibrates, because that's going to help you manifest the future life that you want. So when you are vibrating in a higher vibration, you're going to be able to have an energetic alignment with the life, the solutions, the people, the things that you're being called to. But when your body is dehydrated, the cells within you are not able to vibrate at their optimal. And I always like, I didn't like drinking water, like, ugh. And I weaned myself into water from soda by just buying the cans of sparkling water from Aldi, because it just at least got me like still holding the cold can. Right. And I could at least start to drink water that way, but I still didn't love it. Like, ugh, not my favorite thing. But I started to think about like, if I want my body and my brain and my mind and my manifestations to all be working in synchronicity with each other, that I need to make sure that there is an adequate hydration, adequate energy flow throughout my body. And so I'm like, oh, dang it. Like, I need to drink more water, right? And I think just starting to work with my physical therapist friend and my functional medicine friend really helped me to just make that decision. Like, dang it, Lachelle, just freaking drink more water, right? But it wasn't that simple. So I was listening to some podcasts and some trainings from my friend Courtney Craning. Shout out to that woman. She's amazing. But in her training, she kept talking about her favorite water bottle, which was a Stanley. And she would like, it was so funny. She wasn't doing this intentionally, but I've been teasing her about it. I'm like, girl, like you'd be like in the middle of your training, you'd be taking a drink. You're like, oh my gosh, that tastes so good. There's just something about the ice and the straw and holding my Stanley that just makes me just want to drink more water. And subliminally, I was listening to her trainings and listening to her podcast. And I'm like, dang, I think I need a Stanley cup, right? But you know, but I don't like water, right? So finally one day I'm just like, screw it. And I go to Scheels and I'm like, all right, where are the Stanleys? Like, let me just look at them, right? And if you're watching this on YouTube or our Facebook, I'm just going to like hold up my ginormous Stanley mug. So I found this guy and it's 70 ounces, 70. And when I fill this up, it's pretty dang close to how much water I should be drinking in a day. And it's like, okay, if I don't have to worry about, okay, Lachelle, you need to fill your water jug 4 times today and then you've gotten enough water. Like, I just have to fill it once and just that's my goal. One jug of water. And she's right, you guys. Like, I got to tell you that my husband teases me because we have like so many water bottles that I don't even know, like we should probably just donate them. And so why do I need another water bottle? But for real, like, she is totally dead on. The straw on my Stanley is like strong and firm and it just, something about it tastes good. The handle, it just there's something about it. And then I discovered that within the 70 ounces of water that I have in my giant Stanley cup, I have one whole lemon, and I'm going to shout out to Costco. Costco has these really great seedless lemons, and I will cut up and squeeze into the juice and throw the whole lemon in to my Stanley. So I have one whole lemon in, and then I've been putting some sea salt into my water. And I don't know what it is between the ice and the cup and the lemon and the sea salt, like it tastes amazing and I can't get enough of it. And now instead of drinking one, I'll drink like one and a half or two because it just tastes good. So this, you know, stinking cup and figuring out that I really do love lemon water and adding that little bit of salt, which I don't know all the science behind it. I'm sure there's some people that are listening to this that do. I know that it changes the pH balance and there's some electrolyte advantages to that. I don't know. It just tastes really freaking good. And it's gotten me drinking water. And just drinking enough water has given my cells the ability to function better. And I just feel like that has been a really big game changer for me, just feeling better on a whole. All right. Okay. That's game changer number one. Game changer number two. I hated to exercise. I'm going to just be like super real with you guys in this episode, but I did not love the feeling of in the middle or at the end of exercising. And if I didn't like the feeling in the middle or the end, then I definitely dreaded the beginning, right? So basically it just wasn't happening. My husband's a runner. My son's a runner. Like they have this great like euphoria when they're finished, like, woohoo, I feel so accomplished and I have all this energy. When I would run or do anything on the elliptical, I would feel like I wanted to take a nap and throw up. And my joke would be like, well, shoot, I could like drink too much and feel the same way. And at least I would have had fun. So like, this is not an incentive to me. And no matter what I was doing, I could not get myself to be consistent. I dreaded it. And I know all the dang tricks, right? I know all the tricks on motivating yourself, especially when it comes to business. Like, how do you get over the hump of not doing, you know, not wanting to do what you need to do and getting over the fear and the motivation and the rewards and all the stuff. Like, I know all the things. I wrote a dang book about a lot of them, but for whatever reason, I could not get myself to exercise. And I finally found something that has been a complete game changer for me. So my client, Alyssa in Las Vegas, had told me about the MetaQuest Oculus. So again, if you're watching this on the video, I'm going to show you what this looks like. And I actually have a adapter that goes on the head that she had suggested that makes it fit a little bit better. But what it is virtual reality. So I have these like little handy things that I hold in my hand. And then I have this thing that goes over my head and I literally just look through these things and it's like this virtual reality. Okay. Now with the MetaQuest, which I had never done anything like this before. I didn't even know what it was. Honestly, like I'm not a cool mom. So when I got this thing, my kids were like, mom, you got a MetaQuest? And I'm like, I guess, and it's mine. So don't touch it, you know? But what I use with the MetaQuest is an app called Supernatural. And Supernatural is a workout program that allows you to essentially insert yourself into a virtual reality. And what they do is they plop you in the middle of some of the most beautiful landscapes in the entire world. Like I might be in one part of the video, like on the top of a mountain in Switzerland. And then the next video, I am next to a volcano or a beach in Indonesia. Like it is unbelievable the places that they drop you. So they have obviously taken great care and attention to detail to film and create these landscaping so that they make you feel like you're there. Like it literally looks like water and there's dust particles that like are coming at me and it feels so freaking real. When you first come into the Supernatural program, there's a sunset off to your left as you're standing on this mountaintop and you look around like all 360 and you're like, oh my gosh, it feels like I'm there, right? And I like to do it in a room that I have a ceiling fan. So like there's a breeze, like it takes you into the space. And what it does is that it lets you pick from, you can do stretching and meditation, which I honestly have not tried yet, but you also can choose, basically it's called flow. It's like lightsabers that you're holding with these hand controls and you slice through things kind of like Fruit Ninja. If you remember that, old game from the iPad a long time ago when your kids are little. But basically what you do is you take these lightsabers and you slice through these balloons and it gives you this whole body workout. They also have boxing, which is then the thing that I do like probably 99% of the time, which I just love. And you get to choose the intensity of the boxing or whatever workout. You get to choose the music that it uses, and you get to choose you could choose the coach that you have. There's all kinds of coaches. They're amazing people that just like make you feel good and encourage you and all the things. And so I like get to, you know, break out my 90s hip hop, you know, some Run DMC, and I get to essentially box these balloons that are coming at me, and I'm squatting and I'm punching and I'm, you know, dodging, and it's literally giving me this full body workout, core, butt, legs, arms. I am feeling amazing while I'm doing it because it's like a game. I'm getting to travel the world. I get to listen to fun music because I love music, and I'm working out and it doesn't feel like I'm working out. And I love it so much that like, I will bring it with me when I travel. Like, it's so much fun. It's the thing, it's actually something I look forward to. And when I'm done, I feel great. Like I'm actually sweaty. Like I know I worked out and I'm sore the next day, but it's so much fun that it's gotten me into the habit of working out. And you can work out with other people and, you know, have leaderboards and shout out to people so you can create a community around it. And so it actually got me into the habit of working out. And I wanted to shout out to Alyssa for like giving me the solution that I had been praying for a really freaking long time. So I am going to put in the show notes the, I get a coupon code. I get to give away 5 coupons every single month just because I subscribe to this. And I want to say, I should have looked at this before I recorded, but I want to say that with the coupon, you can get it for like $10 a month. And I want to say too, if they haven't changed this, that when you buy your MetaQuest, your Oculus from the Supernatural workout program, I want to say you get it for a discount too. And so instead of going on Amazon, you could just get it right from them and get a discount. So I will put those in there. And if they, you know, aren't working, or maybe just reach out to me personally, if you want the coupon code, and I'll give you. And then if I don't have enough, I'll just wait till the next month. So we'll just get you going, right? But I want you guys to have fun with this. And since then, I've had a couple of my neighbor friends come over and try it out, and they've loved it. So they've gotten it. And I just think, oh my gosh, like here's something that I finally got to work. So two things. I did not love drinking water, found my solution. Did not like working out, found my solution. Okay. Now, I had also been recognizing that I needed to eat better, but that whole thing with like my brain goes automatically to all or nothing. Like I either go balls to the walls or nothing at all. Like that's just the way it works. And I'm working on that, but it's been a pattern I've had for a long time. So I had a really hard time finding a diet that I really was able to subscribe to. And that's still a work in progress, I'll be honest with you. But one of the things that I think really helped me is just knowing that we live in a society right now where there's so many things added to our food that are causing hormone disruptions, which are leading to, you know, my night sweats and my lack of energy and just like my bloating and different things like that. And so rather than, you know, cutting out all fun things like carbs, what I'm doing is, okay, so you can tell I grew up in the 90s, right? So what I'm calling this is my Little House on the Prairie diet. So I'm basically thinking to myself, hey, if Ma and Pa would eat this on the farm, like I can eat this too. So if I want to put butter on my bread, like Ma and Pa would eat butter, like I'm gonna eat butter. But it's a matter of eating real food. I can eat potatoes because I could grow those on the garden, but let's just not overdo it. And let's, you know, try to get rid of all the processed foods. And I still, you know, we have frozen pizza Fridays at my house. We still do things that are, you know, are normals, but I'm really trying to be aware of just putting in as much natural food as I can. And I have been feeling better. Okay. So for my third game changer, I'm going to tell you that I was feeling better as far as more energy with my water intake, with my exercising, but if I had to be, and eating better, like I was feeling better. And I know that this is not the only metric we should look at. So, you know, for those of you guys who are like Lachelle, like I get it, but you also need to see some metrics that help to build the belief that it's worth the effort that you're doing, right? Because so many of us are afraid of giving up what we have to give up in order to have things. And if we don't have the feedback, positive feedback, it's really hard for us to be willing to give up. And I didn't want to give up my pizza and beer. I didn't want to give up, the things that I was doing. And I started feeling a little better, but I wasn't necessarily seeing the metrics on the scale that indicate to me that what I was doing was working. All right. Again, I know that there's more to it than that, but I did still need like something to give me this, like, okay, you got this. Like, this is great. So my friend Sandy reached out to me and she's like, hey, Lachelle, I have been using these drops and I am feeling better. I feel like I'm sleeping better at night and I've actually lost a little bit of weight. And one of the things that I found, this is her telling me this, she's like, there are some doctors who discovered that if we can balance our hormones and we can start to regulate the way that our body uses insulin and the way that it processes cortisol, the stress hormone, then we can actually lose some of our belly fat and we can sleep better and we can have more energy. And I started using these drops and girl, like they're making me feel great. I bought a couple extra. Would you like to try one? And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, absolutely. Because I trust her, right? So I Venmo'd her. She sent me some bottles in the mail, tried them. This is what they look like. There's two of them. I take one right before I eat, like 10 minutes before I eat, underneath my tongue. And what this one does is it helps to, again, stabilize my insulin. So I have better, less insulin resistance, right? So it's allowing my body to function more properly because the hormones, the neurotransmitters and the things that chemicals that my body is trying to release, it's helping all of them to work better, to function like they're supposed to. And then the second one is a bunch of B vitamins. And all of this stuff is like holistic, all natural stuff. Because again, I'm on the Monpa diet, right? So I'm looking at the ingredients, all of it's all natural. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like, let's just give this a try. You guys, like remember, I was already eating better. I was already starting to exercise. I was already, drinking water. And I started taking these drops and I started to finally, my sleep at night was completely better. Like I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night anymore. I wasn't having my night sweats. I was having even more energy. And guess what? I started to see the scale start to shift. And up to this point now, I just weighed myself this morning and I've been doing these for about 2 months and I think I am down 8 pounds, which doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but it was a lot to me. And it was the fact that nothing had been budging that up until the point where I started these drops that I was just like, okay, this is the one thing that has changed. My researcher in me, my quantitative and qualitative research side is like, okay, what's the variable here? And so not only was I starting to feel better, just the hormones in my body, but I was also starting to see the scale change. And I was just like, okay, all right, I can subscribe to this. And it was hard for me at first to get into the habit of, taking these drops under my tongue before I was eating. But when you start to see these metrics, when you start to feel a little bit better, when it starts to add to what you're already doing, and you start to see the positive changes and feel them, it makes it a lot easier to get on board, right? So I did the same thing as her. I'm like, I got a hold of her. I'm like, hey, Sandy, like I'm running out. Like, what do I do? What are my options? And she's like, hey, Lachelle, there's a couple of different ways. Here's the company. Go ahead and order them. They'll send them to you if you want. I have an extra bottle too. If you need, I can just send them another one. Just Venmo me. Or you could do what I did. And when you buy them in a 4-pack or a 10-pack, you actually get a bulk discount. And if you know of other people who are also in the same boat as you and I, like, hey, you want to sleep a little bit better. You're starting to notice some of the symptoms of perimenopause. You maybe have a little bit of extra weight gain in the middle. You just need to drop a couple of extra pounds and, you're just ready for some change. You can certainly just buy them in bulk. Your friends win because they get a discount from the versus buying them on the website, and you get a discount too. So what do you think? And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys because it's not right for me to keep these things to myself. So I have zero affiliation with Shields or any of the, whatever. Go to Amazon, go to Shields, whatever, grab the Yeti, the Stanley, I will absolutely love to share with you my discount code for The Supernatural. But if you don't want to wait for me, just check out the Supernatural app and it's going to walk you exactly through how to access the Oculus and the subscription for it. It's totally worth the 10 bucks, like for real. And then if you are wanting one of my extra bottles for yourself and you want to try the drops for a month, check them out, Venmo me, whatever. I'm keeping this super simple because that's what Sandy did for me. And I'd be more than happy to share. So let's just continue to support one another. Let's try to become a better version of ourselves. Let's try to not write our lives off as now it's too late or I'm a lost cause. Because if I can do this, you guys, so can you, right? I want to just encourage you that you're not alone if you've struggled with your health and not making it a priority and maybe feeling like, why bother? Because I've been there. But now that I'm on the other side, like I really do feel better. And I'm leaving for Costa Rica tomorrow. And I feel even better than I did, you know, when I was there a couple months ago, because I lost a couple extra pounds. I'm feeling tone. I am feeling more energy. Like it just feels freaking good. And I want the same for you guys. So I hope that this helps. They're my game changers. And I will see you guys next week. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough. Or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're gonna help you do the same. Let's spiral up